2. Oceanography.
What exactly are reefs and why are they so important? I hope this lecture will give you some answers to these two questions. Today, we will consider the history of reefs and the evolutionary changes they have gone through. It is important to understand the changing nature of a reef and how vulnerable it is to environmental influences. A coral reef is a bank of coral, the top of which can sometimes be seen just above the sea. Reefs are some of the world's most diverse ecosystems. An ecosystem includes all the living things in an area and the way in which they affect each other and the environment. Coral reefs have been around for millions of years and have undergone numerous changes over time. We can utilize coral reef ecosystems as indicators of larger global changes. This is especially important today in assessing the effects human activity may cause on the environment. Reefs may be found in both tropical and temperate areas of the world. They are geological features that support a huge diversity of marine life and provide a habitat for sea life. The shape and form of a reef depend on where it is located and what type of forces the ocean subjects it to. Temperate reefs occur in colder waters where the temperature averages below 18 degrees Celsius. They usually form on existing rocky outcrops. Temperate reefs are not as well known as tropical reefs, but they are still home to a diverse range of species. Seaweeds, such as coralline algae, produce calcium carbonate that helps build up these rocky reefs. Tropical reefs, on the other hand, occur in warmer waters that average around 18 degrees Celsius and can reach into the high 20s. These reefs are built by the animals that live there, especially algae and corals. Over time, the reef grows by building on top of the calcium carbonate skeletons of polyps.
Excuse me, sir, what exactly are polyps?
Polyps are small, simple, tube-shaped water animals. The polyps divide and grow on top of their old skeletons or houses. Now, as I said earlier, we can use coral reef ecosystems as indicators of larger global changes. All sorts of information about the past can be obtained from rocks and coral cores. Coral reefs can tell us things such as which times the Earth experienced a rise or fall in sea levels. They can even inform us about events such as ice ages, huge volcanic eruptions, and meteors falling to Earth causing mass extinctions by wiping out whole species. Modern corals grow in warm, clear, well-lighted, and shallow water. Since coral reefs grow best from the low tide line to about a 20-meter depth, even relatively small changes in sea level can have very dramatic effects on coral reef growth. Reefs will always grow to the level of low tide. The location of fossils in a reef is very important because by observing fossils in a reef, we can accurately estimate sea level at the time the reef was formed. Therefore, fossils help us chart the various changes in sea level that have occurred over the years. Thanks to research by marine scientists, we know that sea level change has been going on continuously during the evolution of corals and reef organisms. There have been 17 cycles of sea level rise and fall in the last 2 million years. So, how do marine scientists get their information? One method they use is called coral coring. By drilling a vertical core through the reef, it is possible to see periods of growth and decline in the reef. It is possible to date these periods of growth and decline by looking at fossils in the rock and measuring the types of atoms present in the rock. The type of atoms present in the rock can tell scientists lots about how old the rock is and what the climate was like at the time. Sea level rise and fall may be caused mainly by movements of the Earth's crust and changes in the amount of water locked up in the polar ice caps. As the polar ice caps melt or freeze, sea levels around the world change. So, coral is not just pretty to look at. It is also a great source of information.
Number 1. What is the talk mainly about? Number 2. How does the professor explain reefs? Choose two answers. Number 3. According to the professor, what are polyps? Number 4. What reasons are given for changes in sea level? Number 5. Why does the professor mention coring? Number 6. What does the professor mean when he says this?
So, coral is not just pretty to look at, it is also a great source of information.